Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Perhaps you have seen, as I have, an increasing number of homeless in Humboldt the past few years, and that on top of the fact that there were plenty of homeless here before the past few years. There are also increasing numbers of voices that either think we are doing too much to help the homeless or too little. Some are saying that if we provide many services for the homeless, we will attract homeless people from outside our area. One person says that the amount of Humboldt County persons on general relief has declined the past decade. Others dispute those figures, of course. I would say whether or not we provide public services to the homeless, those on the lower end of the economy are going to come here. People simply can't afford to live in Sausalito or San Francisco. Rents are cheaper here, and that explains why lower income people tend to collect in rural areas like ours. Good paying jobs have also become scarce in Humboldt, which doesn't help. As long as our nation holds to Judeo-Christian values, there should be a consensus that we need to help those in need. I would also say we ought to help in ways that are neither patronizing nor enabling. The best kind of help offers a hand up so the poor can walk on their own 2 feet. Betty Chin has been doing just that for almost 30 years. I have seen her give thousands of sandwiches to the hungry, find shelter and reconnect homeless with long-lost families, and perhaps most importantly, treat the people on the streets with dignity and kindness. Betty has provided hundreds of bus passes to those who were otherwise unable to get home. Seldom have those persons returned to our county. Betty gets kids to school who would not otherwise attend. Betty has boosted the confidence of some who were empowered to go to school and begin a meaningful career. In cooperation with Catholic Charities, Betty is planning to open a shelter in Eureka that will help those who need a hand up, not a hand out. Those who know Betty are aware of her passion to help the poor. Some might not know that she is also not only compassionate, but shrewd. She is capable of disciplining the biggest and burliest of those who are on the streets, acting as a surrogate mom to the many who probably did not have good parenting. She encourages her clientele to clean up after themselves, as, for example, they have done at the showers on 3rd Street, which were provided with Maria Shriver's help. 2 days before Thanksgiving, I was helping Betty Chin and others feed about 400 at the St. Vincent de Paul kitchen. Among them were 4 or 5 teens who had nowhere to go. Betty said, "When I open my house, these kids will have a safe place to stay." The Betty Quan Chin Homeless Shelter will not fix homelessness in Humboldt, but it will provide one step toward a solution to a homeless problem caused by a sagging economy, scattered families, mental illness, and chemical addictions. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.